No, it's not New Year's resolution time. You know what time it is, Raven?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
It's goal-setting season.
Oh, yeah!
That's what they're calling it now. So everybody knows that New Year's resolutions don't work. Like, everybody makes up fake days. January 21st, January 6th is when you usually fail at your New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
But there's a new way to go about them to make them more successful, and they call it goal-setting season. So instead of trying to make these resolutions like, I'm going to lose 40 pounds and I'm going to get on the treadmill every day, you just create small goals, but you have to write them down physically with a pen and paper, and that will help. And keep it somewhere where you can see it throughout the year.
Mm.
Now, I see you guys, producer John, producer Sean, Raven, you're all shaking your head at me, but I'm a big advocate for writing down things and manifesting them.
I'm fine with writing things down. I just don't see how changing the semantics of a resolution is going to make it any more stick-to-able.
Well,
you know what
right.
I mean? Oh, we're calling it goals this
stick-to-able.
Year.
Yeah, that's the thing that makes me cynical, is that this is a combination of all the other common sense rules that they've given us before in the past, and they haven't really changed the world. Why is it going to do it this time? It's the vision board where I write it down and it's in front of me, or I tell somebody. It's the, you know, the resolve to, you know, make a thousand and little changes to take down the giant or whatever.
It's your mantra. It's your mantra, Raven.
Thank you, Confucius. Thank you very much.
Well, I usually have like a system, and the reason why I'm stressing this year is because I'm having a really hard time with my system, because usually I succeed at my New Year's resolutions, aka goal setting season. But what I do is I break it up into quarters. So like I write down, like, by March 10th, this has to be done.
Okay.
By June 10th, this has to be done. And I kind of always put it somewhere at my house, or even here at work, you might see it stuck on my computer, where it's just I keeps it in my mind and it keeps myself on top of it. This year I haven't been able to really come up with the things that I want to do, the concrete things. So I thought we would do it all together. We would take our pens, we would go around the room, and we would write it down, except not me, because I haven't figured it out yet.
I mean,
all right.
Producer Sean, let me see your pen. Oh, here, you can use mine.
Thank you.
You didn't bring a pen. All right. Go ahead.
I'll get you some fake writing sounds, too. Okay.
Write it down. Write it down.
All right.
What are you writing?
I want to do more for myself. I feel like I spend a lot of time doing things for other people, especially like relatives close to me, and I'm spending a lot of time putting my personal life aside to help other people. So I want to shelve other people's stuff this year and do my own thing.
Screw your family.
Wow. Exactly.
Yeah.
Did Sean just quit? Did producer Sean just quit?
No. He just scheduled a facial. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, good for you. Go get some of that.
All right. John, let me see. Let me see your pen.
Yeah.
Let me see your pen.
Getting some fake writing sounds also.
All right.
Yeah.
Start writing. Start writing.
Yeah.
I'm going to bench my body weight this year. This is the year.
So now what you would do in a situation like this is that you would say by March 1st, by June 1st, and you like you write the actual poundage down that you want to do it.
Yeah.
Then you have to meet those concrete goals by those time, goal setting season.
So here's the thing is that I'm actually not that far away. It's just that I now weigh too much. If I weighed less, I could bench that amount already.
Okay.
So really, I don't know if it's a strength gain or a weight loss thing. Probably something.
I don't know if you could, the balance.
I don't know if you could bench 300 pounds, though.
I am, you know, that's not funny.
You know what, Sean?
He told me before, it's like 170 or something, right?
You're like, well, I mean, now, you're like 180. Now it's 187.
180.
But, you know,
it was a busy couple of weeks. We're all a little heavier. Who are we lying about?
You can do it, man.
All right, Raven, yours is going to be coming up next. But if you want to call in, 1-800-330-9999. It is goal setting season. Manifest it. Write it out. Say it out loud on the air. Make it come true. New Year's resolutions don't work. After a week, only 75% of people are still successful. After a month, it drops to 64%. And by the summer, less than half still have their New Year's resolutions.
Here's the great thing.
Yeah.
Anna he's going to tell you about how it's all been figured out.
Figured it out. New Year's resolutions are played out.
Okay.
We're over it. But according to Instagram, it is now goal setting season.
Right. And if you do that, if you just change the wording of it.
Yes.
But do basically the exact same things.
Correct.
You cannot fail.
Right. It is goal setting season. It
I
is
can't
not
wait.
New Year's resolutions time. And what you have to do to succeed is write things down.
Hmm.
Literally take your pen, take your paper, write it down. Don't type it in your phone in your notes. Write it down. Okay. Raven, what is your New Year's? Nope. Goal setting season thing you're writing down.
Oh my gosh, you almost said it wrong.
I almost
it doomed
did.
Me almost right there.
Yeah.
I will continue not smoking for the entirety of the year.
Okay.
And not simultaneously gain 20 pounds.
I just want
one of them.
I want to high five you and say go for it.
Yeah.
But I want you to prove me wrong because I don't think you can do it.
Oh, great. Thanks. Thanks for the support in your
heart.
Just
saying, we've been together a long time and you've said that every single year.
I haven't been smoking.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no,
so,
I know.
I mean,
oh, no, I know.
That's pretty good.
I've been down this road before. I know. I understand. Prove me wrong.
My second one is I will not get sucked into streaming shows that have already been canceled. You know how this happens? And you're going through and you get sucked into something even though that you know that it's already been canceled. It's already over.
Okay.
What's the point of that?
All right. I think that one you can probably keep.
Thank you.
Right?
I already broke it the other day, but this is a new year. So
we asked around the office what their goal setting season goal was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if I were to say, obviously, lose some weight, right, that's everybody's. But, I mean, I guess having kids, maybe just trying to give myself, like, 15 to 20 minutes of alone time just to focus on me.
That's a good one, finding more me time, always.
I was watching a show, like, a week or two ago, and it was talking about how important it is to carve out alone time for yourself.
Yeah.
And these were people taking vacations or hikes, and I was like, there's no way I can do that.
Raven, this morning, getting into my car was the first time I was alone for over 2.5 weeks.
Was it amazing?
It was weird. It was like, I mean, I love my kids. I love them more than anything. And like, I cherish every moment.
Sure.
But sometimes you just need to be alone.
No, they say it makes you a better human.
Yeah.
Just to become a better person in general. I mean, I know I've done some donating and helping out in the past, but I just feel like, you know, given everything that's happened since the pandemic, that we just need better people out there nowadays.
I mean, I know that guy, and he could just, you should work on being a better person. It's not just about giving your paycheck.
What did you tell me it was the other day?
Oh, to show up on time?
Oh, yeah, to show up on time.
I don't think that's a goal. Like that's your boss telling you to show to work on time.
That's your job, man.
Probably to actually go to bed, like, on time, because I stay up so late because I have FOMO. I have horrible FOMO. I want to be around my four-year-old as long as possible, even though he could care less of that I'm in the room. So I stay up for no reason. So I want to try to go to bed, like, actually on time, not early. That's just crazy, but on time.
I did this last year and I did it for about 6 months and it changed my life. And then I fell into the same traps of going to bed too late again.
Wait a minute. What time is this 4-year-old going to bed?
No, a lot of times. But the truth is that a lot of times I go to bed with my 4-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, but like.
Well, what time is that?
8:30. 8, you know?
Okay.
So, I mean, that seems like a normal time. Herb clearly is a partier. He goes to
rave. That's what I'm saying.
At night, he's partying until 4 a.m.
That's what I'm saying. What time is this kid going?
Yeah.